Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Joel has been published in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. You see him every weekend as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin in Hartford, also in Boston every Saturday at 7 a.m. Better Money airs in the Boston market. Joel, what's happening? How are you this week?
Doing good. Feeling really good. I've been traveling the country a little bit. I've been in Kansas. I was in Minneapolis doing some charity work. My father runs a charity, and he and my brother are reinvigorating an old charity whose focus is to help children, to go into inner cities and help children and help feed children and give them after-school programs and so on. So I was out there trying to help them launch that. And so a lot of traveling, a lot of good things going on. Feeling pretty good about the program today, actually. We're going to be talking about hurricanes and retirement planning. And we're going to touch a little bit on in the news, some old news to resurrect, I guess, John. That's what you would say.
Well, let's actually start with that. Since you're feeling good about the show, I'm going to bring you down a notch right out of the gate. So we just had the 10-year anniversary of basically the start of the 2008 financial crisis when Lehman Brothers went under, Bear Stearns, of course, not long after that. Hard to believe that was 10 years ago. Joel, what are your memories of that time and how has the world changed ever since? Were you hiding under your desk during that time? What was the story back in 2008?
Well, I certainly wasn't hiding under my desk. I mean, as you know, John, and those of you that have been listening to me for a while, you know, we believe in protected portfolios. And so most of our portfolios, if clients were following our recommendation, did not go down nearly as much as the market. Some of them only went down about 10% when the market was off 40, 45% because of the types of strategies that we use. But I do remember the fear, and even with my own money that was exposed to market. You know, here I am. I'm in this business. I know what the markets do. I know what the economies do. I know that this upturn and downturn are just a normal inhaling and exhaling of a normal capital market in a good developed country. And yet at the same time, I get scared with my own money. I get scared with my own retirement plan. It took everything I could to resist the temptation to make knee-jerk reaction changes when the markets were at their lows and possibly miss out on the upswing. And that's what most people do. They do the wrong thing at the wrong time. I remember hearing words like it's different this time. And I remember also hearing those words back in 01 and 02. And you know what? It wasn't different. Things snapped back. The causes of the downturn were different. The causes of the next downturn will be different. But at the same time, things do not change. Markets go up, markets go down. The key for Wendy and I was to have our asset allocation proper so we didn't have everything exposed to the market so we could afford to hang in there without fear totally taking over. And luckily, we're a long ways from retirement. Now, contrast that to our clients, which are either in retirement or very close to retirement, and that's a whole different ballgame. The fear goes up because the earning power is either gone or people are getting close to retirement, and so they know that their earning power is going to end at some point. And most of those folks do not want to see the volatility in the market that we are going to see next time. And so it's important to have strategies that are going to protect you against the downside, to just not lose money, not lose capital. The permanent loss of capital is one of the worst things that can happen to a retiree or a pre-retiree. So the good news is there's a lot of strategies to combat that, but man, I remember that. And you know, the problem is, I think, John, is that we're so far away from that, 10 years now, like you said, that people have... There's two things that have happened. People have forgotten the severity of the downturn, but also people didn't have money like they have today, right? If you were 45 back in 2008, you didn't have nearly as much money as you do today when you're 55. And so it's easy to forget what it felt like. And not only that, but next time that happens again, that downturn happens, and it will come. We just don't know when. The emotional toll will be so much more severe because you have more money right now.
I remember how many people were having to go back to work. Like maybe they just retired and they had to go back to work because they didn't have that protection in their portfolio that you're talking about. I mean, there were fortunes wiped out seemingly overnight and people were really having to change their retirement plans.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's sad when somebody has to go back to work. I mean, it's one thing to retire and continue working or maybe go work somewhere else because you want to. We have a lot of clients that do that. They get a lot of satisfaction out of working because they want to, not because they have to. But for somebody to be in retirement for 4 or 5 or 6 years and have to go back to the workforce when they don't want to is just sad. It's too bad. No reason it has to happen. If the portfolios are set up properly, that does not have to happen.
Like I said, hard to believe it's been 10 years since that financial crisis. But here we are. Joel, you mentioned hurricanes and retirement planning, and you say, what the heck do those two things have to do with each other? Well, we always like to take things going on in the news and turn them into financial analogies. And, of course, a lot of the East Coast spent much of the last couple of weeks watching the Weather Channel, getting prepared for Hurricane Florence to come through. So we thought, well, let's take some concepts from hurricanes and apply that to our financial lives. So, Joel, let's talk about the eyewall replacement cycle. I know you've probably watched enough Weather Channel to know what the eyewall replacement cycle is in a hurricane. So what is that, and what does it have to do with our portfolios?
And before I say that, John, I can't tell you how timely this is. My son Noah is actually at school down in North Carolina, in Greensboro area. And they're, I believe, about 100-120 miles away from the coast, but they got all that rain. You know, they didn't get the wind as bad, you know, only 20-mile or 30-mile-an-hour winds, but they got all that rain. It was pretty amazing. Now, I know he's okay because while the hurricane was going through, he's on the phone with me saying, you know, Dad, I'm setting up a new LLC with the state of Connecticut Secretary of State here, and can you just make sure I'm doing this right? So apparently he wasn't bothered by the storm at all. He's setting up a new little company from his dorm room that he can buy and sell used electronic equipment. So I guess things are okay down there in North Carolina, but I just thought it kind of comical. Mom was real worried about how he was doing. I said, trust me, he's doing just fine. He's actually got his mind on entrepreneurial activities. But the eyewall replacement cycle, here's what this means. The strongest winds in a hurricane are the winds closest to the center that make up the eye wall. We've all seen those pictures from space of the eye of the hurricane. Well, that first batch of wind right outside the eye, the innermost wind or the innermost weather pattern, that is the strongest. And during the life cycle of a hurricane, the inner winds can sometimes weaken when they get replaced by bands from the outer part of the storm. And so this process is essentially the hurricane shedding its dead weight, which almost always allows it to become more intense and powerful. It replaces its eyewall. It's almost like it grows internally. And we've seen it. We've seen it on the satellite images. Now, in many ways, your retirement plan should work in a similar way. As you get older and closer to retirement, some of the investments that help you build a big account balance, those growth type investments, are not the same ones that you should have to create retirement income. So you should begin to shed some of those growth investments, just like the hurricane sheds its weakest winds and shores up the strength. You should be shoring up the type of assets that generate income for your retirement, shedding those growth assets. You want to be thinking about preservation of capital and creating income to make your overall portfolio successful to serve you in retirement, not the growth that you probably needed to be focused on in your 30s, 40s, and early 50s.
So that's the eyewall replacement cycle that should be happening in your portfolio as well. Of course, anytime a hurricane is coming, Joel, we talk about the possibility of being without power. So we have to prepare for that ahead of time. What does that have to do with retirement planning?
Well, and again, this makes me think of my son's school down there in North Carolina. I said, you know, are you guys going to lose power? He said, well, the school has 9 generators. They've promised not only will the power stay on, but the cafeteria and food sources people will be there to serve meals and everything else. So that's, you know, it's a pretty darn good backup plan. Now, when you are facing a big potential storm that could cause you to be without power, it's important to make sure you're prepared, just like that school that I'm talking about. You need flashlights, batteries, a plan for your frozen and refrigerated food, a radio, some way of getting news. If the cell phone towers go out, you might have to figure out how to get news updates and so on. Maybe you need a gas grill or, like we have in our house, a generator. You've got to have that backup plan. Now, here's where it correlates to investing. If you're retiring soon, it means that your paychecks are about to experience a power outage. In fact, they're going to stop, and the power is not going to come on once you're retired. So the question is, do you have everything you need to make it through? You're going to have to determine how much you'll need your investments to create income. When we do an income plan for our clients, we do a few things. Number one, we figure out where are their guaranteed sources of income. Is it Social Security? Is it pension? How much of that guaranteed income makes their total income need? If they have a $10,000 a month need and their guaranteed income sources are going to supply $5,000 of that, then that's also obviously 50%. We've got to replace the other $5,000 a month from their investments, and we've got to give them annual raises to keep up with inflation. So hurricane power outages, the way it correlates to retirement planning is when you stop working, the power outage that you experience is your checks stopping, and we've got to replace that income. We've got to make sure you have income replacement, that you're having an efficient tax plan so that you don't waste money, and that you can make sure that you protect yourself against inflation.
The last thing that will correlate here from the hurricane watching to our retirement planning is computer models, the spaghetti models, sometimes they call it, where you have the cone of certainty or the cone of uncertainty. I don't remember which it is, but this is the path the hurricane could take. And then you have those computer models, but you also have meteorologists, which are bringing two different things to the table. We also see that in the financial realm.
Well, sure. I mean, if you think about, you know, predicting weather, there's the meteorologists that some of them have been doing it for so long, they use their gut to say, well, I think this is what's going to happen. A lot of times they're right. There's others that just completely rely on computer models. And this is very much like the investment world. There's some people that take all the human emotion out of everything when they analyze stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and they just look at the algorithms. They just look at the hard data. They don't think about emotions. Other investment managers, they think about how are investors going to react when these things happen. Because when markets are under stress, you can throw the logic out the window. Markets react on emotion. People make up markets and people react on emotion. So computer programs can tell us a lot, but they're not a replacement for someone with wisdom. The good financial advisor, the biggest job that they have is to keep you from doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. That's what you pay the really good financial advisors for. So, you know, again, in retirement planning, a good advisor does more than just plug in numbers. You know, any computer program can do that. Most of those computer programs are written by some 23-year-old hipster in Silicon Valley doesn't have any money of their own. What you want is an advisor to give you wisdom. One of the neat things that I've experienced, and I wouldn't have thought this much 15 years ago, but now I've been in this business almost 30 years. We get so much wisdom from our clients that we've seen go through retirement. Maybe now they're in their 80s, so we've been working with them for 10, 15, 20 years. And the things that they go through, not just family issues, but financial issues, and we can take that wisdom and transfer it to our clients that are 55 years old. So it's not just about algorithms and computer models and analysis that are just numbers. It's about giving people really, really strong, good advice. With that, let's talk about the money map. You know, I got a call just the other day from somebody saying, Joe, you talk about this money map all the time. What does that mean? What does it mean to me? The money map that we create for you is a one-page plan. People love it because it's so simple. If they want the details, we can give them the details and all the backup information and data. But what people really love about the money map is they can see their whole entire life on one page. It's got their present income, the income they want for the future. It's got different boxes and inputs for every single account that you have. And it's nice and visual. It's not an Excel spreadsheet. It's very nice and visual. It kind of looks like a map. We've got investment concepts on there that help us walk a client through a meeting. We've got your assets that don't return money in retirement, things like homes and insurance policies and so on. They're not designed to generate income. They're designed to enjoy or to provide you peace of mind. But the money map is your whole entire financial life on one page. We offer that to you along with a retirement income plan, along with a tax analysis, and along with a stress test on your portfolio. I want to invite you right now to call and come in and get your own customized money map. And when I say customized, it's customized to you. Not just the assets and the savings that you have, but it's customized to your goals, your emotions. We even customize it so that if you've made financial mistakes in the past, you won't repeat those mistakes. So call now. take us up on this offer. You've heard about it before. It's the Money Map plan we'll put together for you. It's absolutely free of charge. There's no obligation. You just simply pick up the phone, give us a call, come in and sit down with us. When you call on the phone, you're going to hear a recorded message from me with a little more information. But the main thing is to call, leave your name and number. We'll get back to you. We'll set up a time to get together with us. And you can also text. Here's the number. It's 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. I want to give you your personalized money map. Again, no obligation. You'll love it. You'll look at your finances in a different way. So give us a holler.
800-705-1232. You can call or text, whichever is easiest for you. The number is the same. Either way, when you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you'll leave with a copy of Joel's book, The Money Map. 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. If you're texting, be sure to include your first and last name, and we'll get back in touch with you that way. But whichever way is easiest for you, go ahead and reach out to us while it's on your mind. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies, the author of six of his own books, including most recently, The Wealthy Think Differently. When you come in for a Money Map retirement review, you can have a copy of that book if you'd like. Joel, the big problem that a lot of people have when it comes to financial planning is not their investment choices. It's not how much or how little they've saved, although those are important factors. The biggest problem that a lot of people have is procrastination, just putting off doing what they know they need to do, or putting off sitting down and figuring out what they need to do. Let's talk about some of the reasons that people do procrastinate when it comes to financial planning. One of the things we hear from some folks is, well, you know what? My parents never really did any retirement planning. Everything seemed to work out fine for them, so I'm sure things will be fine for me too.
Well, you know, I was just talking to a client this morning, and he said exactly that same thing. Hey, my parents never had to plan for retirement. I don't know why I have to. Well, things were different. You know, things were different back when my mom and dad, who are now in their 80s, worked. There were pensions. Social Security made up a bigger part of a retirement need. Many people didn't move up in their housing like the younger generation did. You know, me and Wendy have moved up once in our housing, actually a couple times. We had a condo, then we had a house, and then we moved up to a bigger house. But I have friends that have moved four and five times. They keep upgrading their home. And so things are just different than they were. And you certainly can't count on a pension. And Social Security, especially up here in the Northeast, makes a much smaller percentage of someone's retirement income. So we've got to do better than that. We don't have this automatic pension and Social Security that makes up for most of our income. We've got to save money in our 401ks. That's step one. Step two is to manage that money properly. So many people save the right amount, but because it's invested poorly, they end up falling short when it comes to their retirement.
Another reason people procrastinate is they just don't know who to listen to. There's so many voices out there, and sometimes those voices are giving conflicting advice, and they don't know who to believe.
And I go back and forth on this. You know, people say, oh, we live in such a great age where you can just pick up your phone and get any information you want. But I think that's caused so much confusion for many people. You know, back 20 years ago, or even, you know, 1989, 1990, when I started in this business, people would have one or two key advisors, maybe their CPA and their investment manager or their broker. And if they had the right CPA and the right broker, I think they probably did better than having access to all this information. I know it's counterintuitive, but at least in my experience and looking at how poorly some people have done lately with the access to the information that they have, I think it's better to find one or two good advisors. So not knowing who to listen to, I can empathize with that, and I think we've got to figure out a way. You've got to figure out a way as a retiree or someone planning for retirement to filter out the noise, to find a few people that you trust that you can listen to and follow. And make sure they're not somebody that's an entertainer versus an advisor. You know, Jimmy Cramer, I love his show on CNBC in the evenings, but he's an entertainer. He's having fun. He's making stock picks here, he's not building financial plans, nor does he say he is. And so don't get mixed up between somebody that's an entertainer or makes sensationalistic statements versus somebody that's really there to help you one-on-one with your finances.
We're talking about the reasons that people procrastinate when it comes to their financial planning. For some people, Joel, it's, well, dealing with financial stuff stresses me out, so I just kind of avoid it.
Well, that's a, you know, there, I know a little bit about psychology. There's actually something called avoidant personality disorder. Not that if you're saying that you have avoidant personality disorder, but that's when somebody's default is when they get overwhelmed, they just avoid things or they avoid confrontation. That's fine and dandy, but, you know, that doesn't help if you're broke in retirement because you didn't deal with things that you need to deal with. So I understand that finances cause stress. Sometimes there's stress in a marriage because there's disagreements over finances. But, you know, you've got to find somebody that you can trust that can walk you through a good plan. And the good news is once you have a good plan in place, the stress level goes down and you don't have to keep revisiting it all the time. So I can appreciate if you have financial stress and you don't want to think about it, you're going to really regret that later on in life.
And then one final thing, and this might be the most popular reason that people procrastinate their retirement planning. Well, I'm just too busy. They intend to do it. They want to do it. They know they need to do it. But it's something that we'll do another time in the future when we're not so busy.
Yeah, and I think as our listeners hear this, John, they're realizing the fallacy of all of these excuses. But I'm too busy. You know, if you've ever said that, when it comes to your retirement plan, that you're too busy to put a plan in place, the price, again, is going to be so heavy to pay. Now, if you're in retirement, over the last 10 years, it feels like things have gone really well. The markets have been going up. You know, there has been great rates of return, and the risk has not been realized that many people are taking. Don't be too busy to get that second look at your portfolio to do that analysis, because almost everybody right now is taking more risk than they realize. Let me say that again. Almost everybody right now in the U.S. that has money in investments is taking more risk than they realize. I see what's going on behind the scenes with the markets. I don't look at just the averages. I look at the individual securities and the sectors behind the scenes. The averages right now are lying. There are certain stocks and certain sectors, and I mean big blue chip stocks, that are down 10, 20, 25% off their highs. If you lost 20 or 25% of your portfolio, you'd realize, hey, there's an alarm bell going off here. But we don't see that because some of the indexes are doing so well. So don't be too busy. Get your financial plan in place. All of these, again, are reasons for procrastination. We talked a little earlier in the program about that Money Map retirement plan, that Money Map retirement review that you can get from us. But what I want to let you know is it's simple. It's easy. This is not a lot of homework on your part. You just set up a time to come in for a visit. We'll go through and try to discover the areas where maybe you are procrastinating and you don't even realize it. Maybe you have inefficient tax situations going on within your retirement plan. You know, if we can save you 10% of what you're paying in taxes, that's real money in your pocket. What about a stress test on your portfolio? Have you done that? All of these things, there are a lot that we deliver to you, a lot of value that we deliver to you, but it's easy on your part. Just come in, show up. We send you a little package ahead of time, a little book to get you prepared for the meeting. You don't even have to read that. It's a simple process to go through. It takes about 40 minutes or so in our office, and we'll create for you your customized money map. It'll show you where you are now and where you told us you want to go in the future and how to get there. So again, call now. You come in, I'll give you a copy of my book, The Wealthy Think Differently. It's a brand new book. And we'll also give you your customized money map. The number is 1-800-705-1232. If you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement, be one of the next 10 callers and we'll set up a time for you to come in and get your money map. 1-800-705-1232.
We made it as easy as possible because we know life is busy, but the process is not painful, and we've tried to make it as easy as possible to get in touch. So the number, whether you're calling or texting, is the same. It's 800-705-1232. If you text, just include your first and last name, and we'll get back with you that way. When you come in for your Money Map retirement review, which is, of course, complimentary, you'll leave with a copy of Joel's book, The Wealthy Think Differently. It's been a very popular choice for folks recently coming into the office. Again, the number 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. Thanks for tuning in today. That's all we have time for. We're up against the clock, but we'll look forward to talking with you again next week right here, same time, same place, on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.